Some thoughts for this Sunday. Like the church in Revelation, the church of Philadelphia, we are faced with opportunities as we gradually come out of social distancing and shielding in relation to this coronavirus. We look forward to the future, to meeting up and sharing fellowship again. It's interesting that on these occasions where we do meet strangers, the grocery delivery driver, the Tesco checkout lady, or the postman, there is a common awareness of our common situation, and it's resulted in some sympathetic exchanges in conversation. This crisis seems to bring strangers closer together. As we look to the future, we can prepare to see new people come to Strathmore Fellowship, perhaps as a result of a casual contact with yourself, or maybe you've been praying for them. You've posed a question that was provoked in them as a result of the current virus. Who would have thought that the virus would spread and affect our entire planet? We see this kind of thing in films or sci-fi books. Isaiah chapter 43 says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honour me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise." This is the day of opportunity, I do believe. In Scripture, we have three episodes where strangers are encountered, and in each case, a need was met, and the stranger helped or brought closer to God's revelation. In each case, put yourself in the picture. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus tells the parable of the Good Samaritan, the Samaritan with whom no self-respecting Jew would associate, is moved with compassion and helps the wounded, injured Jew. Fellow Jews, the priest, the Levite, have already passed on the other side. And this Samaritan, overcoming his prejudices and his hurts, is moved with love and concern for this person, obviously in desperate need. He binds up the Jew's wounds, sets the Jew on his donkey, and then pays to have him looked after. A very obvious need met. His spontaneous act of kindness saves the Jew's life. I would hope we would have the same sort of response. In fact, I think most people, regardless of colour or creed, would in some way or other look to help a fellow human being in a similar situation. The second situation is the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Jesus again speaks with a Samaritan woman with a doubtful reputation and offers her living water. Here is a situation that is not critical. It's a matter of choice. In a similar encounter, we would need to overcome our prejudice, accepting that our actions would inevitably draw criticism as we engage with someone that our colleagues and friends would probably avoid or keep at a respectable distance. Here's the challenge. During this time of lockdown, are we spending more time in prayerful study, seeking to draw closer to Christ, becoming more sensitive to that gentle work of the Holy Spirit, that still, small voice? Are we developing Holy Spirit discernment, wisdom, so that in such situations, with a Holy Spirit boldness, we can move and help in such an encounter? Or do our prejudices overcome and decide for us? We need to think carefully about this. How about the road to Emmaus in Luke chapter 24? Here two disciples are walking the 7 miles from Jerusalem and are joined by a stranger. They do not recognize it was Jesus. As the disciples explain the events of the past few days, Jesus responds with an in-depth explanation of what the prophets foretold about Christ. What is our challenge? They reach their destination, and Jesus acts as if he would continue further. The disciples are faced with a decision. Do we invite the stranger who has made such an impact in his conversation? We had other plans for this evening. Do we have enough food in the house? What if he stays late? Do we have a bed for him? It is convenient to thank him for his interesting conversation and let him go on his way, because that seemed to have been his intention in any case. But he has been so amazing in his revelation from Scripture, so clear in his insight about the Messiah. We feel we must hear more from him. He seems special, attractive. He's really anointed. You know, when they make way for Jesus and invite him home, they have the astounding, amazing discovery that they walked the 7 miles with the risen Christ. Isaiah 62 says, pass through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, remove the stones, raise the banner for the nations. Sometimes that gentle voice of the Holy Spirit nudges us to make a way. Perhaps it would be inconvenient, interrupting our coziness, our arrangements, so that he may be revealed to someone we have met and perhaps prayed for. Our sacrifice in a small way, so that a person may have divine revelation for his lifetime and his eternal future. Perhaps like the Jew who is forced to carry the Roman soldier's kit. In Matthew chapter 5, it refers to going the second mile. Here the soldier passes the milestone, and he wonders, why is this Jew? Did he not see that milestone? He's done his mile. Does he think I can't carry my kit? What makes this guy tick? So often as we reach out under the prompting of the Holy Spirit, we stir up questions in the other party. Questions that we can answer carefully and sensitively, but clearly speaking of Jesus and his saving message of love and forgiveness. No, we don't need to give a 3-point sermon or be dogmatic and forceful, but we show love and consideration for the other party. I believe we have the right to earn the right to speak into someone's life. We may have to build bridges to make a way. We are beginning to see an end to the strict social distancing. Who have you been praying for? What person have you been concerned for? At what point do you believe you could share your faith with them? If our fellowship arranged an event, could you invite them? Pray that you could. That you could make a way for a colleague, a family member, or a friend to make new friends in our fellowship and to hear the good news of Jesus. Bless you. Amen.